Even a 14th share was wealth exceedingly great, greater than that of many mortal kings. From that treasure Bard sent much gold to the master of Lake Town, and he rewarded his followers and friends freely. To the Elven king he gave the emeralds of Geryon, such jewels as he most loved, which Dain had restored to him. To Bilbo he said, "This treasure is as much yours as it is mine, though old agreements cannot stand, since so many have a claim in its winning and defence. Yet even though you were willing to lay aside all your claim, I should wish that the words of Thorin, of which he repented, should not prove true, that we should give you little. I would reward you most richly of all." "Very kind of you," said Bilbo, "but really, it's a relief to me. How on earth should I have got all that treasure home without war and murder all along the way? I don't know. And I don't know what I should have done with it when I got home. I'm sure it's better in your hands." In the end, he would only take 2 small chests, one filled with silver and the other with gold, such as one strong pony could carry. "That will be quite as much as I can manage," said he. At last the time came for him to say good-bye to his friends. "Farewell, Balin," he said, "and farewell, Dwalin, and farewell, Dori, Nori, Ori, Oin, Gloin, Bifa, Bofa, and Bomba. May your beards never grow thin." And turning towards the mountain, he added, "Farewell, Thorin Oakenshield, and Feely and Keely. May your memory never fade." Then the dwarves bowed low before their gate, but words stuck in their throats. "Goodbye and good luck, wherever you fare," said Balin at last. "If ever you visit us again, when our halls are made fair once more, then the feast shall indeed be splendid." "If ever you're passing my way," said Bilbo, "don't wait to knock. Tea is at 4, but any of you are welcome at any time." Then he turned away. The elf host was on the march, and if it was sadly lessened, yet many were glad, for now the northern world would be merrier for many a long day. The dragon was dead, and the goblins overthrown, and their hearts looked forward after winter to a spring of joy.